You're listening to the best tea in the city
on Kaya 959.
Have you ever tried to reconnect with an old friend or revive a lost friendship? Friendships, they do get complicated, and you're like, but this is supposed to be the easiest of relationships. But no, they do get complicated. Therefore, deciding to reach out to an estranged friend can be tricky. Some people can be open to rekindling things, while others are just not ready to move on from the past. Or it's simple. You have just outgrew each other. And some friendships, you try and revive them after 10, 20 years. That's a lifetime. However, I always worry about the one that tries to rekindle this lost relationship. And I'm like, especially when they get rejected, I'm like, ooh, child.
Good morning, best here in the city on Kaya 959, on the streets, on the air. Tutuzile here in Savoy, Johannesburg. No, I've never tried to revive a friendship that never worked because I know better. Okay, if that friendship fails, it was for a reason. Let's learn those lessons and move on.
Binatau on Twitter says, T, I did try to revive a dead friendship. Two went amazingly well. We are pretty close. One fell flat. We're talking about reviving a dead friendship. I mean, many of us, we do come from broken friendships. But somewhere along the way, we try to reconnect with those we are estranged from. However, things don't always go as we expected. Sometimes you find your lost friend has been meaning to reach out to you, but was afraid. So you reaching out meant you were able to talk things through and move forward. And that one is the perfect one. But sometimes people are just not ready to move on. You know, sometimes hurt from the past can be very comforting. People love pain. They love, that's why I say misery loves company. So those fights and disagreements can leave you, the one who's trying to reconnect, with regrets. To them, it's heartwarming. And you end up regretting it because the reconnection didn't work. But because you were at peace with the estrangement, but you decided to be the bigger person, only to be left with an egg on your face, you're like, did I really have to do that? Did I? Have you ever tried to reconnect with an old friend? You please tell me, how did it go? #reviving a dead friendship. Have you ever tried reviving a friendship? Vuvu or Ingweshu?
So, Prati.
Me out.
Kivuyo. Ah, Prati. I pala yaliso.
Ay.
So, reviving a dead friendship. Ay.
Kono swan.
Because manje itlobuya gape etsega ntwe re tawang sitseng a bona manje. So, ngono mong lo mong vela tsotsela a gae wa bona. That's why I vele ke ba ra pala yaliso, Prati.
Yeah, ne?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
All right, let's look at the 3 teaspoons on this. These are the 3 teaspoons on questions you should ask yourself before #reviving a dead friendship. One, what are your intentions? There are many reasons you might want to resume contact with this friend that you're not in contact with anymore. Before you reconnect, it's important to get clarity on yourself first on why you want to reconnect, okay, and end this estrangement. And if your reasons are pure, hopefully that they are, then go for it. And look, the reason could be, I just missed them. Go for it. Hopefully the feeling is mutual. Two, why do you want to reconnect? You likely miss this person, right? Or you just want to set the record straight. And what if one of you passes away before you have a chance to talk? Your reasons for trying to rekindle this friendship might also have less to do with the desire to become close again, and more to do with your need to put an end to an uncomfortable situation which arises especially when your common friends gather. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on questions you should ask before you try to #reviving a dead friendship. Why now? Yeah, like, why now? I mean, when you decided you want to reconnect, you need to think about the timing. Has something changed? Perhaps you or your friend have changed, right? And maybe you heard that the other person is not feeling well and you're like, yo, I must attempt to reconnect with them while we can. Sometimes Maybe you are the one who wants to reconnect because you feel you have achieved things you always wanted. And in you trying to achieve those things, your friendship was a casualty of your success. And it's time to repair the damage. Is nostalgia a good enough reason to try and rekindle an old or dead friendship?
No, the easy answer is no for
Why?
Me. For me, because I feel like if I felt like the friendship was a lot of work on my end to keep it going, and then you disappear for unknown reasons or whatever the case is, you disappear, we lose contact, and then I'm the one stuck thinking, should I rekindle this friendship? In that case, it's a no from me. But if we had a solid friendship where it was a mutual respect for each other support for each other, then definitely I will, 10 years later, I will say, how? What happened? Where are you? Why can't we get back together? And I feel like friends like that, it's never a difficult transition from those, that period where we weren't friends. It feels like, oh, just yesterday was the last time we spoke, even
so
though it was 10
years. It's easy to reconnect,
Yes.
JJ, have you tried?
Yes, I tried once, but it didn't work out. It really didn't work out because...
What was different?
Because the reason we were apart was because the person gave me an ultimatum to change and maybe see their values or see their interests. And I was not interested in her
Who
values.
Made the move?
I did, because I'm that person. I said, hey, miss your friend. And then she's like, have you changed? Did you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Religious beliefs? And so no.
Uh-uh. Would you do it again?
Not really. It's a lot of effort, because also another reason was lack of effort from my end. If you're my friend, you need to understand that my efforts,
Well, you're not that friend that puts in my lot.
No, I'll see you on the socials. Just understand I still have much love for you. Guys, we are busy, we're busy. So I'm that friend. And then now imagine trying to rekindle one. You have to keep up the efforts. But are you willing to? I'm not.
All right, there you go. I was listening to Thomas Noskumba, and they had a conversation and on Haigabi. And this guy says, Upumegim is your friend. Wanyamalala, because it's Ntozako Ziarana, right? And now, Funubuya, And that triggered this conversation that we're having today. Kuti, hold on. Sometimes our ambition, our goals, and whatever other reasons, and I'm thinking just only of the positive, obviously, we come up and we thrive and we focus on those. And the casualty in all of that is friendships. Are you wrong to, after you have achieved, to come back and say, Mgano, I'm sorry, our friendship didn't work because I was still focused? Does it sound cheap? Does it sound bad? Is it really wrong? Reviving a dead friendship. You've tried it. Chances are you even got hurt. Or chances are it worked. Call me. Share your story.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Ish, can I be anonymous? Ish, yes, we're seeking. I have tried to reconnect with an old friend, but now I feel like I'm the only one who's making an effort. Well, we did agree to let bygones be bygones and move forward with our lives, but now I feel like I'm the only one who's making an effort. So, I mean, you know what they say, it takes two to tango. So if I'm the only one, naminya katala. So yeah.
Excuse Noni. Hey, Linda. Oh, hold on. You're on the wrong line there. Let me put you on the right line. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Marimelani.
I'm good.
Anyway, Mina, I've tried to rekindle a friendship that was dead. But it's always the case of it. You're the one initiating this, the one who's going to do most of the work.
What killed the friendship to begin with?
So we just, okay, first I went to varsity and she was left at home.
Yeah.
And then when I came back, I found out that she was pregnant. And I asked her, why didn't you tell me that you were pregnant and all of that? Because I'm that person who just wants to be involved and all of that.
Yeah.
And then she said to me, no, man, I just feel like, you know, we're not connecting anymore. So I tried to reach out.
And you were gone for how long?
I think I was gone for like a year or two.
And isn't it amazing how things change in a year?
Of course, Malume, like things change, and even the language. It's like when you go home and when you speak to people, and Takulumi language, you don't see the same things the same way, and the interests are also different now. So
you tried, it didn't work?
I tried, it didn't work out. I mean, there was also a friend who tried to reach out to me, and I told him straight up that, during the time when we were friends, I reached out to you and I was more supportive to you and I did everything. And now you're doing that. I won't lie to you. I can't take it because I've already moved past our friendship.
Thank you, Linda Kuhle.
Ah, Prati. Let's move on. Life in jail.
Goody beggar. So simple. Hi, man. Vos, hi.
Get
grand out, Chaco CWJ.
Long time, man. Tatibu.
Welcome back, my brother.
So, Tatibu, I don't want to lie. It's a no for me.
You won't even try?
No. He tried to call me and say, I'm a cruise mother. I know what is in true. I told him straight to Poaka, you were never there when I was going in rough time. You even went to my ex-wife, when I was your wife, so you want to come back to me, let's reconnect. You betrayed me, and you were my best friend.
So for when it was loyalty. Loyalty was the issue.
Loyalty, yes. Nothing loyal to me. Okay.
And I guess it's all about those values, isn't it? Where it's either you feel disrespected by their actions or the things they said, or their loyalty to you was questioned, you know?
Exactly.
Aish, had him out.
Thank you, Abuti.
Reviving a dead friendship, ne?
Yeah.
Prati, it all depends on what killed the friendship. If the friendship died because of Nekabani and Neselin Tiaromo Shabako, it's going to be kind of difficult to revive it. But then if one had to relocate, Kapa move or change jobs or places, you lose a contact, and then it happens or they are going to reconnect up, that's going to be easy to revive because there was nothing between you guys and Zengole Aruhan. But then if something happened, which might be bad, it's going to be very hard to revive it.
Hey, I'm not too sure. TK, hi. Tokozan.
That's your idea.
Oh, great.
Hi, that's your idea.
I'm good, man.
I'm Nani, because I'm very...
number one.
I'm waiting for my invite. I'm waiting for my invite for that top one. Yeah?
All. It's a figure me out.
You know what, Chibos? It really hurts when, Unabachi does that you guys are with each other, during the lowest point of your life, And as you grow up, and then that there's a drifting apart, And you try to reconnect your machi, but as you're not there anymore. And I think to the previous caller who said that sometimes because loyalty was broken, on my story was that, this guy was at the lowest point of my life, Umchita was there for me. When I was at university, Umchita had a driver, and okay, used to send me driver, And it was fine. And we accepted him, listen, you've been there for me, so let me be there for you. I take him, God. You know what I mean? After he takes, I think for me was, maybe talk to Guti and Isnai, I don't know.
Didn't work, and you were trying to reach back and say you were there for me. Let me be there with you, but together.
And even after that, the breakup was messy, as you can imagine. As I said, whenever there's money, the relationship got messy, and we tried to revive it, but no, it was not like the first time. It was not like the first time. So,
you'll never do it again, hey.
Never. I've learned the hard way. No, don't mix business with friendship.
Thank you, Prab. Hola, TK. Kaya959 on the street, on the air. Reviving a dead friendship seems to bear no fruits. Am I right?
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.